Ending whackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.
And one of the things, I'm not joking when I talk about White History Week, one of the things that most afflicts this country is that white people don't know who they are or where they come from. That's why you think I'm a problem. But I am not the problem. Your history is. And as long as you pretend you don't know your history, you're going to be the prisoner of it. And there's no question you're liberating me, but you can't liberate yourselves. We're in this together. And finally, when white people, quote-unquote white people, talk about progress in relationship to black people, all they are saying and all they can possibly mean by the word progress is how quickly and how thoroughly I become white. I don't want to become white. I want to grow up, and so should you. Thank you.
Yeah. With this, it's that classic.
Yep, yep. That's what I'm talking about. Natasha says it's a rumor that Senator Obama met with the Bilderberger Group in Virginia the night he met with Hillary Rodham Clinton. We've never been able to confirm that. Supposedly they met at Dianne Feinstein's house. Big Bilderberger meeting in Virginia. We're going to do a whole show on them and the 10% next month. Speak to him, Fifth.
If I got on some pretty boys like Puffy, in the hood, man, they just wouldn't love me. If I wore a suit every day like Jay-Z, think I bought my head and went crazy. If I put diamonds in my teeth like Baby, I wouldn't stand a chance of trying to sell like Shady. If I put out joints like AZ, every chance get they try and play me. But I move around with a little try to stunt a get me. If I all day like Snoop do, I see the world different through my dilated pupils. If I bust dance moves on you like Usher, to say 50 that ain't gangster. Man, I'ma just keep doing what I do. Can't do me better than I do. Man, I watch the sun go up and come down. Saying what if? What if? Man, I watch the tide roll in it,
bro. E from Indianapolis, tomorrow, my brother. Tomorrow.
Saying what if?
Listen closely.
What if I had blockbuster flicks like Will Smith and all the backpack love me like most step? I'd probably be a cool like Ice Cube. Picture me in a flick right now looking so cool. What if I was a low key, just laid back, hustle to keep a homie around, somebody to hold it. Man, what if Haley Berry was my next baby mom? I get that child support up with no problem. If I caught a case of jump bail, I'd get caught. Cause I'm that everybody know from New York. What if I was a new rapper you didn't know? You be saying, damn, that kid got a sick flow. What if I just cruise through your hood on 22s? Bumpin' Curtis Mayfield or Marvin, something smooth. And if I let the top down on the Zaw, yeah, that'll make you sick to your stomach, I'm sure.
Oh, man, there's no book like the Book of 50. Woo! Oh, man. I told y'all the story. I had set it up. Meeting between Bobby Womack and the Woo. I wanted RZA to use this song, the sample that 50 used, Woman's Got to Have It by Bobby Womack. Bobby Womack's a wild dude, though. I was in the studio the night we did the Wu-Tang Delphonics song. I'm going to have to play that. That's a falsetto hook. That's a falsetto hook. All right, I'm backed up on posts, so let me read some. But again, welcome to Chris from Warsaw, Poland. You might be the gangster of the week for tuning in from Poland. Might have to give you that award. Trent from Asbury Park, New Jersey says, they will use your black ass if you are not strong, Brother Bernard. They stained Colin Powell. He lied to the entire world at the UN. My understanding is that Colin Powell did not know his words were lies. They knew, though, and he is now stained. I think Natasha wants to give advice to Eleazar about the 8-year-old daughter. She says, I missed the issue with the 8-year-old daughter. What happened? Let me see if I can find, pardon me, the previous post. So I can give Tasha the opportunity to give Eleazar some advice.
This is hard. I'll find it and I will reread this so that we can get the feminine side of God's perspective. Trent from Asbury Park, he says, hit the fire trucks for that. He says, Chris says you have listeners in Poland. That's hot. Well, you know, sometimes you got to think outside the box. I think Trent is right. I think Chris listening from Warsaw, Poland, I had to put the fire trucks on that. This is the first time we've ever put the fire trucks on an act. One more time. From the top. This goes out to Warsaw, Poland. First time ever. Okay. Now, Dawood says the teller, he says information brings on knowledge. Yeah, I agree. Information can open you up for knowledge. But there is a distinction between information and knowledge. Maybe I'll get into that. Again, it's in the Science of Business e-letter. There's a difference between data or data, information, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, all different. Dawood also says a teller stole $300,000 from a black woman's savings account. You just can't trust no one. Damn. Natasha says that song is on fire right now in heavy rotation down here, plus some other stuff. I may have to send you some stuff so you can hear Vibin', Shown on Deck, Pill Poppin', Naked Hustle. Lots of hot stuff down here. Just keep it away from the kids. Emil Carr from Brooklyn says, is it just me or do all of the beats now sound the same? Nimba Maya Tokba from New York City says, I am a young entrepreneur from the Ivory Coast. Côte d'Ivoire. See, I don't want to say it in English. I want to say it in French. Côte d'Ivoire. We have listeners in Montreal, Canada, who can speak French. Oh, and earlier, if you didn't hear it, Reuven Brenner sent me an email this morning from Spain. Yes. If you contact me from Spain, I must put the fire trucks on you. Cameron from Paterson, New Jersey. He says, what's happening with it said? I see you shaking things up today. I hear that new music. Great analysis on Mugabe. He's looking like Charles Taylor of Liberia right now. Your interview with Jawi Morris was the best I ever heard. You got him to open up. Boosie made the grinding song pop. I like this song. Out Here Grinding. DJ Khaled featuring Akon, Rick Ross, Plies, Trick Daddy, Lil Boosie, Ace, and Lil Wayne. I'm a little Lil Wayne out, but he can hold down an anchorman position on a track, on a posse track. Pull out my Wall Street Journal. Consumer confidence plummets. American consumers battered by falling home prices and soaring gasoline prices are at their gloomiest in decades, raising fears they might cut back on spending later this year and tip the economy into a recession. Consumer confidence plunged in June to its lowest level since 1992, and home price declines accelerated in April, according to the data released Tuesday. The Conference Board, a New York-based business research group, said consumer confidence dropped to 50.4 in June from 58.1 last month. The economic pullback since last year has been led by slumping home construction and flattening business investment. To that end, I want to read an article about the loss or the destruction of wealth. Again, no show next week or July 9th. We'll come back July 16th. I want to do some writing and some other things. One of the things I'm going to write about is this right here. Four years of gains and home prices wiped out. Home prices across 20 major U.S. cities have dropped a record 15.3% in the past year, and are now back to where they were in the summer of 2004, according to the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, released Tuesday by Standard & Poor's. Prices in the 20 cities are now down 17.8% from the peak 2 years ago. That's a total destruction in wealth. That means there's all the cap gains from 2004 are now gone. Let me read another article here. It says, your tax bill, how McCain and Obama differ. Capital gains rates are likely to rise no matter who wins, far apart on estate taxes. Get ready for higher capital gains taxes. As the presidential campaign heats up, investment and tax advisors are issuing that warning to upper income clients. Underpinning this view is Senator Barack Obama's early lead in the polls, as well as speculation that Democrats will increase their majority in Congress. Today's capital gains tax rates are probably the lowest we'll see for decades to come, says Nadine Gordon Lee, president of Prosper Advisors LLC, a wealth management firm in Armonk, New York. So should you now be rushing to sell your investment winners now to take advantage of today's historically low tax rates? While some investors say they are considering it, very few say they are doing anything different right now. Election day still is more than 4 months away, an eternity in American politics, and even if lawmakers do enact higher taxes next year, nobody knows how much higher they will be or what the effective dates will be. Moreover, investors seem far more worried about the economy and the slumping stock market than about tax rates. Now, this is important. I'm not sure if Glenn from Philly is listening. He may be corporate thugging and unavailable, but I'm going to read an article that gets to the, you know, how you might want to make money off of this election, making your investments according to who the winner might be. You feel me? Let me continue. Senator Obama is calling for higher taxes on families making more than $250,000 a year. That includes increased taxes not only on ordinary income such as salary, but also on capital gains and more or most corporate dividends. The Illinois senator also is calling for higher Social Security taxes on many upper-income workers. Senator John McCain has staked out a strong anti-tax stance that includes extending President Bush's income tax cuts and enacting new breaks such as raising the exemption for dependents. What do you think? I know you black people don't like to vote in terms of your economic fiscal self-interest. Income taxes. Senator Obama is calling for higher taxes on the wealthiest Americans, but lower taxes on lower and middle income households. It's time for folks like me who make over $250,000 to pay our fair share, said Senator Obama. If you are a family making less than $250,000, my plan will not raise your taxes. Not your income taxes, not your payroll taxes, not your capital gains taxes, not any of your taxes. In fact, chances are you will get a tax cut. For example, the Illinois senator wants to raise the top ordinary income tax rate now 35% to 39.6%. For 2008, the top federal rate of 35% in most cases applies to taxable income of more than $357,700,000. The 2009 income threshold won't be announced until later this year. The Obama plan also includes imposing higher Social Security taxes on workers making over $250,000. However, the senator hasn't given precise details, such as how much more those people would pay. Under current law, the maximum amount of earnings subject to the Social Security tax for 2008 is $102,000. In contrast, Senator McCain wants to make permanent the current federal income tax rates. He also opposes Senator Obama's plan to lift the earnings cap on the Social Security payroll tax. Such a move would be bad news for the economy, says Douglas Holtz Eakin, senior policy advisor to Senator McCain and a former congressional budget office director. If the Obama plan becomes law, investment advisors agree that among the biggest winners could be tax-exempt municipal bonds, which are issued by state and local governments. Tax-exempt bonds include benefit, or typically benefit, when ordinary income tax rates rise. But be careful before you jump into the muni market. Even these bonds typically are known as tax-exempts. Some pay interest subject to the alternative minimum tax, which ensnared about 4 million investors last year. If that includes you, be sure to check with your broker whether the bonds you're considering are AMT bonds. It's not looking good on that Live Nation battle that we talked about last week. Here's the latest. Live Nation battle is likely to result in chairman's exit. An internal feud over strategy could soon be resolved at Live Nation, Inc. The world's largest concert promoter is negotiating the exit of Chairman Michael Cole, say people close to the situation. Mr. Cole and Chief Executive Michael Rapino have battled for weeks over novel contracts known as 360 deals, under which the company agrees to give superstar performers rich upfront payments in exchange for financial participation in virtually all their businesses, from recording music sales to image licensing. Live Nation has done such deals with artists like Madonna and Jay-Z, who have been promised $120 million and $150 million, respectively. Mr. Cole wants to accelerate the pace of the deal making, while Mr. Rapinoe wants to slow it down. After watching the feud escalate last week, the company's board directed Mr. Cole and the company's management to work out their differences quickly. That resolution appears likely to include an agreement as soon as next week on Mr. Cole's departure. As founder in 1973 of Toronto-based Concert Productions International, Inc., Mr. Cole has helped shape the financial landscape of the modern concert business, enlisting corporate sponsors to underwrite production costs and helping usher in the era of the $500 concert ticket. Mr. Cole joined Live Nation last year, becoming its chairman and largest individual shareholder. After Live Nation bought his company for $123 million in stock and $10 million in cash. When tensions with Mr. Rapinoe first surfaced, say people familiar with the matter, Mr. Cole initially tried to buy his company back from Live Nation, but the parties couldn't agree on a price. In November, Mr. Cole defended the rich valuations of the 360 deals to investors by saying $17.5 million per album for Madonna might sound excessive, but he said it wasn't when factoring in the payout from touring or merchandise sales. He said Live Nation expected to gross $1 billion from Madonna-related business during the 10-year contract. However, since the deal was unveiled in October, Live Nation stock has fallen 44%. Well, will Lil Wayne get a Live Nation deal? Is he now at that level since he's done a million units in 1 week? You know how that goes. Some of that is, I don't want to expose any industry practices, but you know. Maybe it wasn't people doing all the buying of the 1 million, but a lot of people bought Lil Wayne's album. Maybe Lil Wayne is in line for a Live Nation deal, 360 deal. Mm-hmm. Let me educate you on an important figure in our history that you may not have known about. He recently passed. Listen up closely. An important figure we may not have known about.
The lawyer who became the first African-American justice of the state Supreme Court died today. Ravius Ortiz died from complications of a stroke in Baton Rouge. He was 84 years old.
In 1992, Ravius Ortiz became the first African-American elected to the state Supreme Court. He served for 2 years before he stepped down at the age of 70, the mandatory judicial retirement age. After that, Mayor Mark Morial appointed Ortiz to the Aviation Board, and he became the chairman shortly after. Ortiz had a distinguished legal career that spanned almost four decades. The New Orleans native became president of the National Bar Association, and after he lobbied then-President Johnson for more African-American judicial nominations, Thurgood Marshall was nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court. In 1979, Ortiz was elected the first African-American judge on the Civil District Court of New Orleans. He also served five full terms as president of the Urban League of Greater New Orleans, and in this tribute video by that organization spoke about his appointment to the Supreme Court.
I'm so pleased that hundreds of people have told my committee, not only me, but my committee, that he has earned a place on our Supreme Court.
And in his 2 years on the court, and many more heavily involved in this community, Ortiz earned respect of many, if not all, of his colleagues.
He served with distinction. He was well respected. He was a professional of highest sort.
Ravius Ortiz served five U.S. presidents who appointed him to a variety of presidential boards and commissions. Tonight, friends remember him as a hard-working, disciplined, and focused man. Ravius Ortiz passes away at the age of 84.
Ortiz moved to Baton Rouge after Katrina. His family had planned to return to New Orleans when repairs were complete on his house. No word yet on the funeral arrangements.
Okay, now listen, I would give Snoop Dogg a Live Nation deal, 360 deal, before I would give Lil Wayne one. Here's why.
Snoop Dogg has gone country. Can you believe this? Snoop Dogg has gone country.
I hope he does country with those curls, because that was always part of it.
Well, there's a video. Let's take a look. He's kind of hidden by the hat, the cowboy hat, by the way. Yeah, he has gone country. He's got a new song called My Medicine, and it's dedicated to the late Johnny Cash, who Snoop Dogg calls a real American gangster. Now, in the video, it includes the stars Willie Nelson, Dancing with the Stars champ Julianne Hough, and also country star Brad Paisley. And Snoop Dogg says country music is the most underrated music in the world, so that's why he's glad to be a part of it. Let's listen to the song. Now, there's some speculation. You know, the song's called My Medicine, and there's some speculation that it might be about marijuana.
No.
That it's just some speculation. I don't know. You know, Willie Nelson has not shied away about his feelings about that before, and certainly Snoop Dogg hasn't either, so we don't know.
Our producer Michelle did listen to the song, though, and she told me it is actually good. It didn't get a good sampling of it, I think, there, but it is apparently.
All right. That's why Snoop Dogg, if he can crack that country and western market, it's a wrap. It's an absolute wrap. Yeah, no show next 2 weeks. Keep your eye on your email. I'll get you some show prep. I'm sharpening the saw, as Stephen Covey says, and I want to go into another zone. Let's see if I come back with more juice. Inshallah, July 16th. Natasha's birthday is coming up. Oh, okay. Okay, Tasha, I got you. I didn't know that. That's the problem. Dawood from Dayton says, they say Obama is not friendly to big business. After they get through with him, he will be. Nimbamad from the Ivory Coast, because I cannot say it in French. He says, Nimba clothing industry is an authentic traditional clothing line with modern features made in Abidjan, the international trade hub of West Africa, Ivory Coast, by the Africans for African diaspora. It is an educative clothing line. They want to show the beauty and the historical perspective of Africa. This is Nimba Mayat's business. He's a young entrepreneur from the Ivory Coast in New York. Nimba, send us any contact information or websites. I will promote your clothing line. You should also partner with us at blackcoffeechannel.com. Fill out the partner with us section and you can have an advertisement. I will even wear your clothing. Oh, by the way, inshallah, the camera will be back July 16th. Now, this is either word is almost bond or the real thing. July 16th, the camera comes back on. Natasha says, I beg to differ. I think that Plies is the one that stood out on Grinding. Hey, feds, I heard you calling my name out. Nimba Mayat says, Brother Muhammad, we need a strong black business unity. How can we exit or excite the black diaspora in the U.S., Caribbean, Brazil, Ecuador, Venezuela to refocus more toward their motherland? I am from South-South business relations, or I am for it. It is time for that. I'm with you. This is why we're thinking about throwing a damn party to trick you all into coming, deceive you into coming to a party where Africans in the diaspora and the motherland will be present. We'll see how it materializes. We're talking to an African-centered organization about doing a party that, of course, maybe it will contribute to this APAC-like organization I have in mind. Nimba Maya, of course, you would be expected to be in the building. Trent from Asbury Park, New Jersey. He says, Brother Cedric, I just realized the ad at the top of my page for Make It Plain with Matsumela Mafumo only on Sirius. If we keep getting ads like this, maybe we can get you 5 days a week. Maybe we can have Mark follow you and Gary Bird after him, followed by Bob Law. Am I dreaming or can this happen? Yes, it can happen if black radio personalities want to do for self. If black radio personalities want to build their own platforms rather than reach a mainstream audience on corporate-owned platform, yes, that could happen. We'll see. Maybe I will not be able to pull that off. And you all will have to hear me on Clear Channel Radio. Yes, I'm open for business. If the black man will not support me, well, Cedric Muhammad might have to. Is this true? Lil Wayne is defaulting on payments, supposedly, on his Bentley. Well, I don't think you have any problems paying for that. Cameron from Patterson says, said I heard about the exit over at Live Nation. Cole has now exited and taken a position as a consultant. The problem with these 360 deals or 360 deals with Live Nation is that the labels are tapping into all revenue streams of the artists. And in some ways, they are acting as booking agents and managers. The future looks messy. Last year, I did a show on Chris Lighty doing that deal with Wea, a marketing deal where he was cutting in the record label on revenue streams that managers and marketing firms were enjoying. I thought it was a mistake. I felt Chris Lighty had the ability and critical mass to form his own business. He did not have to partner with the labels. But Cameron is right. Managers are in trouble in the music business. The lawyers and concert promoting companies and the record labels are now trying to cut in on their stream because they are hurting from falling music sales. Excellent point by Cameron. Anybody want to call in today? I just want to talk about some real people in my life right now. Last week I was in Newark, Brick City, home, birthplace of Shaquille O'Neal. I had lunch with Bishop, the great Bishop from Saving Ourselves. These are the brothers who are bringing the Bloods, Crips, Latin Kings, I don't even know, maybe MS-13 into unity. One of the realest brothers I've met in my life, Bishop, Saving Ourselves. We hung out at a secure location, had lunch. Yes, all you Muslims, I was eating 2 or 3 hours earlier than prescribed by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Please forgive me. Pray for me. It was lunch, though. I had to do it. Had a great meeting with him and Miss Wendy Cubano, who holds down some of the administrative and management tasks for Saving Ourselves. One day you all will hear the voice of Bishop, one of the great leaders working with street organizations to make them community builders rather than destroyers. That's my brother. We're working with Saving Ourselves as part of the BlackElectric.com Community Development Initiative. Very refreshing to meet a real brother who you have an understanding with without having to give a dissertation. We are men of very few words. Real recognizes real. Much love to Bishop, as well as Jawi and Young, who may be listening. I will be hollering at them over this 2-week sabbatical. Now, Saturday, your boy was in the D.C. area, having come back from Philly by way of Jersey and New York City. I was in the company of the Sisters Small Business Roundtable, which I mentioned about 3 or 4 months ago. Sisters Karima, Aaliyah, Robin, and Jennifer. These are entrepreneurs, members of the Nation of Islam, the mighty MGT, who honored me by having me speak on the science of business in their group. And this was the graduation ceremony for those sisters. All praise is due to Allah. We talked about their business plans, their ideas, their dreams, what they go through as women, wives and mothers, doing for self. So we had a good time. Very beautiful atmosphere. The brothers were in attendance. Brother Rory, Brother James, and Brother Kevin in the building. And we played Cash Flow. Was it Robert Kiyosaki? We played his game, Cash Flow. I highly recommend this game for those of you that are in group settings. If you know, ease up on the alcohol and the weed and the Monopoly and the cards. Put in Cash Flow. How about playing Cash? Anybody play Cash Flow out there? Good game. Sharpen your business mind. Oh, I'm not done. I also built with the great Glenn from Philly. We spoke by phone. The great Glenn from Philly, one of the realest individuals you will ever meet. Let me get Glenn's email. I mean, not email, website address. Let's see if I can find this. I always say it wrong. Yes, that is the Love Unlimited Orchestra in the background. Okay, yes, log on to foundationllc.com. www.foundationllc.com, foundationllc.com. One of the realest brothers you will ever meet. You see what they're doing. Foundation Investments Group. They deal with equities, real estate, and services to the community. Cooperative economics at its finest. Those brothers, Pierre, Glenn, they came to our business and building event last year. Best wishes to them. Get money. And give me some. Feel me? Send in your comments. Covered a lot of ground in this show. Teenage pregnancy. Another real brother. Mr. Burvey M. Power. Yes. Brother Burvey. I spoke to Brother Burvey this morning. He's the managing attorney at Power and Dixon PC. The oldest black-owned law firm in America. Power and Dixon. It's my lawyer, y'all. Burvey M. Power Jr., managing attorney. Learn about Robert C. Power and attorney John T. Dixon. The foundation of that. The founders of Power and Dixon, the oldest black-owned law firm in America. Brother Burvey and I spoke this morning. We text message each other. He is the greatest companion I have in telephone tag. One of the realest brothers you will ever meet. So again, the small Sisters Small Business Roundtable, the Mighty MGT in D.C., Mosque number 4, Bishop, Saving Ourselves, Glenn Williams. When I meet a real individual, real cat, real brother and sister, I'm going to talk about them in public. Trent from Asbury Park, he wants to call in. We'll bring him in. Yes. Chris from Warsaw, Poland says he thanks me for the fire truck. He is the gangster of the week. Logging in and joining us from Warsaw, Poland. He says, thank you for the fire truck, Cedric. I appreciate it. As far as earning on elections is concerned, one of the reasons I listen to your show is that I feel it gives me an edge over other players in political predictions and markets and trade. You do a formidable job. Congratulations. The gangster of the week, Chris from Warsaw, Poland. Now, check this out, Chris. Now, this is someone who says he applies what he is enjoying on this show, and it gives him an edge on political predictions in the market. Let me read. This is for our gangster of the week. Let me say his name properly. Chris is his name in English, but it's Krzysiak Nedzinski. Let me read this for you and Glenn from Philly. Jim Cramer wrote an article in New York Magazine. Oh, you all may want to get this issue, May 26, 2008. The Secret Lives of Married Men. What was Elliot Spitzer thinking? A lot of husbands know exactly what he was thinking. And then they've got a picture of this woman, not his wife, is the arrow. And then above him, happily married guy. The Secret Lives of Married Men. But the article that I'm reading, I want you to focus on, is The Presidential Portfolio by Jim Cramer. How to Profit from the Stock Market No Matter Which Candidate Wins in November. It says here, should you bail out of the stock market if a labor-friendly Democrat trumps a pro-business Republican in November? Seems like the natural move, doesn't it? Except we were faced with this same choice 16 years ago.
And if you dumped the Standard & Poor's 500, the best market gauge, when Bill Clinton took the White House, you would have missed out on the greatest Wall Street bull runs ever. A threefold gain over 8 years. And if you bought the S&P 500 when George W. Bush won the presidential election, you'd have nothing to show for it. In fact, you'd have a small loss as of last week. So let's dispense with the oversimplifying. Yes, we've got a Democrat who is skeptical of the market's ability to do right by the people, and a Republican who puts his faith in markets. But the knee-jerk Democrat means sell, Republican means buy conclusion won't be any more right than it was the last two times. That doesn't mean there's nothing or not money to be made on this election. The secret is to identify the individual sectors and stocks that will rise and fall under each hypothetical administration. This time, we've got four areas where we know for certain there's a wide disparity between the candidates' positions. Energy, healthcare, finance and housing, and defense. The first battleground will be big oil. While Barack Obama was less outspoken on the issue than his erstwhile opponents, he's no friend of oil and gas, and he will seek to tax what he perceives to be big oil's ill-gotten gains. I hate to tell anyone to sell these stocks, as no president can stop oil's seemingly inexorable rise, but because of all the negative rhetoric, you have to trim both the major oils like ExxonMobil, Chevron, and the big drillers like Schlumberger and Transocean under Obama. Companies with a natural gas emphasis, however, could be a good play if Obama wins. Because natural gas is a relatively clean source of energy, those outfits are less susceptible to anti-oil attacks, and natural gas has a ways to go in price before it catches up with crude oil. I like Chesapeake and XTO, two big natural gas wildcatters, as well as natural gas drillers like Halliburton and Nabors. An Obama win would also be good for solar and wind power. My number one solar pick would be First Solar, the only company in the field with a product that's commercially viable. Unlike all the other solar companies that everyone's always speculating on, First Solar uses a technology that makes its panels cheap enough to compete with traditional energy sources. First Solar could also benefit from a series of orders that I'm expecting soon from the major California utilities, which will be punished severely by the State Utilities Commission if they don't commit billions to renewable energy in the coming years. I believe Obama will call in First Solar shortly after the election to talk about how it can mass produce panels for all utilities to help them supplement their traditional energy sources. In wind, there's one or only one pure play right now, and that's Broadwind, which I think could double over the next 18 months on a surge in orders under a Democrat. It's an unseasoned player, but with the Department of Energy predicting that there could be a $40 billion amount spent on wind by the year 2030, when it projects 20% of our energy will be wind-based, broadband's worth the speculation. And we're talking the presidential portfolio. How you might be able to make some money if you're a market investor. Log on to www.foundationllc.com. You'll see what Brother Glenn is up to. Jim Cramer continues. My energy pick in a McCain presidency is nuclear power. McCain genuinely believes that he has a shot at jumpstarting the nuclear industry, a technology that almost every country on Earth recognizes as the best way to put carbon use, but that we have all but shunned since Three Mile Island. President Bush favored nuclear power but barely lifted a finger to help the industry, resulting in only a few applications for new plants, none of which can be online for years, even if they were green-lighted today, which they haven't been. If you think McCain can win and make political headway on an issue that has both national and local opponents, then buy Shaw Group, a well-run infrastructure company with the best expertise in building nuclear plants. I'll let you all read the rest of this article. We're talking about the presidential portfolio, how to profit from the stock market no matter which candidate wins in November. This is why this is the hottest show in the diaspora. Dawood says, yes, brother. If a big corporation offers you what you want, go for it. If this audience ain't mad at you. That's Dawood saying, take the check from terrestrial corporate radio giants. I think this is Trent calling. Hold on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Trent. That's why you're hearing feedback.
Take care of that feedback right now, brother.
Trent is running over to the phone.
Yes, sir.
To get rid of that feedback.
Peace and blessings, brother. So I will take them to you and the family.
Peace and blessings to you too, hello? Brother. Now,
gotcha.
Trent, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Trent, what is the count?
You always catch me off guard with that. Come on. 453 years. May, June. 2 months. And one, two, looking like 3 weeks. So 21 days. There it is.
Of what?
Our suffering here in America, brother. That's what it is. 453 years, 2 months, and 3 weeks. Or 21 days, I should say. 18 days, I'm sorry. Today's the 25th?
Yes, sir.
25 days, there it is. I got in late. I wasn't with you last week. I had to work. I had to do my 24 hours last week.
You a corporate thugging?
Government thugging, man. I work for
government
the fire
thugging,
department.
Yes, sir. Fire nothing department. Like that. A government thugging may be more secure.
Well, you know. City talking about cutbacks, so I don't know, brother. The city is talking about cutting back, so they're looking at the fire department, so who knows, brother. But I missed last week's show, and I missed the first hour and a half of this show. Did you talk about Tiger?
No, I was waiting for you to come on and talk about Tiger Woods. We talked about Tiger last week with the surgery. Speak on it, God.
Bruh, he shut down the market, man. Straight up, the trader said, look, we got to watch Tiger. We got to see if Rocco can take Tiger out. The trading was down. On Monday, Monday the 16th, when he played that 18-hole playoff against Rocco Media.
Yeah, Glenn from Philly came on and mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. Trading down. Them traders said, later for this trade, and we're going to have to take a peek and see what Tiger doing. And I was just wondering, did you discuss that? Also, you know, stop playing with us about that camera, man. You know you're too busy for that. Stop playing.
No, busy and lazy.
I'm not going to call you lazy. I can't do that.
Oh, no, sir. I listen.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm a black man who's in tune with his devil slash Negro self.
I can't do it. I cannot talk about my brother bad like that. No, sir. No, sir. But my question, I had a question about, did you cover Imus and
no.
Adam Jones?
I'm an Imus defender.
Okay, all right.
Have you heard my Imus thesis?
I remember you talking about how... I remember you talking about how you just straight thugged us out and, you know, got a bigger paycheck, got a paid vacation, which is what it was.
Exactly. Imus, all that protesting has only hurt the black comedians and the black rappers who cannot say the N-word. But, and they can't get on college campuses. But Don Imus got a $20 million paid vacation and a new job. So I will not be supporting any movements to get Don Imus off of the air, which now I think are shakedown-oriented. Pac-Man, I think Don Imus actually does believe that the criminal justice system is against blacks. If you listen to him over the years, he's been honest about that.
Right.
And he is what he is. So no, if anyone... that's my position on it. I would not be supporting any movements to get Don Imus off the air. It was whack. That was whackness, whacktivism. That was not ending whackness in the name of blackness. And now rappers, black comedians cannot go anywhere and make money the way they used to on a college campus or on TVs or at arenas. And whites can still continue to say what they say. So that's my position on that. Go ahead. What's yours?
Honestly, when Imus says what he says. It's just, to me, it's just white supremacy in effect. That's all it is. And the fact that it comes back and hurts us, we can't make money on college campuses, rappers and stuff. That's just white supremacy, again, in full effect. That's all it is. it has nothing to do with what Ima says, whether it's true or false, and how much we protest or whatever. It's just the fact, okay, Negro, you want to stand up? Let me show you something. Really is what it really boils down to, in my view. So we're gonna take all the money away from you. The avenues that you like to make money, we're gonna take it away from you. So.
Okay. Right. Well, I respect your view. Any other subjects you want to weigh in on, brother?
My daughter, my oldest daughter, Dominique, graduated high school last week. 3.7. She did it up. 3.7 GPA on a 4.0. And got to shout out her because she got the presidential scholarship from Shaw University.
Oh, man. Praise God.
All praise due to Allah.
That's right.
She got the presidential scholarship. And we just praying for her. Hopefully she can keep up this hard work and this good work and make us all proud. She already made us proud, but hopefully she can continue to make us proud. Come out and do something for our community and save us.
What is her name again?
Dominique. Yes, sir.
Congratulations, Dominique, the young Miss Black America.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's all. That's it, brother. Next time you come through Jersey, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Asbury Park ain't that far from Newark. I'll come get you if I have to. Don't fear me.
Well,
I'm just your brother.
Maybe on this 2-week sabbatical, I will pick up the PlayStation again. I have not been able to pick it up. I don't know.
I'm not even talking about that because I haven't played in about since February, so I'm not even into that right now. Just whatever. Just whatever it is. Maybe we can share a bean pie from in Newark or something, brother. That's all.
That's what I'm talking about. Bean pie.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I love you, brother.
Peace and blessings. We love you too, brother.
You take care, all right?
Continue the good work and peace and blessings to the family.
Thank you.
All right.
It's Trent, folks. The great Trent from Asbury Park, New Jersey. I had a crush on a sister from Asbury Park back in a long time ago. Asbury Park. Send your comments in. I'm still vibing off of that Out Here Grinding. The posse track from DJ Khaled featuring Akon, Rick Ross, Plies, Trick Daddy, Lil Boozy, Ace, and Lil Wayne. Is anyone still hearing Bobby Valentino in their ears from Mrs. Officer from Lil Wayne? The song that woke me 3 a.m. Sunday morning with that chorus. Fall back and let your blood pressure decrease. This is the theme from The Godfather. Anyone else want to call in? I don't know. I'm going to go to Philly on you real quick. I think the greatest radio edit, can't play the original, remix had to have been the greatest posse cut. Had to come out of Philly. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Brooklyn. It was a Philly-Brooklyn Yonkers alliance. The greatest posse cut. Even superior to this Out Here Grinding. Brother Vernon from Columbia, Maryland. He says, assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam, Brother Vernon.
He says, Brother Cedric, I recently read an article that mentioned Brazil as an emerging economy along with China and India. What do you know about Brazil? Want to take a trip? Ah, Brother Vernon. I had to cleanse my mind of the image of the Brazilian video vixens before I would go down there. My friend Double M, Mark M from DC, may have a better analysis. Mark, if you're listening, what is your analysis of Brazil? They are kind of like half revolutionary, half junior partner status. I like their approach to energy. The way they've managed their currency has been problematic over the last 10 years. They've making some progress. But I like the way that they have incubated certain industries against the wishes of the IMF and the World Bank and World Health Organization and World Trade Organization. I know that Brazil has been foremost in the, what do you call that? The medicine, generic medicine. They did not wait on the West permission to make certain drugs to treat the ailments of their people. So they're like a half and half country. Half and half. Brother Vernon also has been playing cash flow and preaching the virtues of this game, cash flow, for 5 years now. Natasha says she will not be mad at me for getting money, and the audience won't either if I have to sign with the corporate giants. She says, I guess that everyone needs haters. Your audience will follow you wherever you get that money. Dawood from Dayton, Ohio, he says, like I said, son, if they can go into Iran, it's going to be a whole lot of cutbacks. It's going to be a lot of cutbacks and sawing. Folks are going to think that Freddie and Jason is in the room with them. Eleazar says, I don't understand, why are people getting upset about an honest white guy? At least he's honest. Brother Vernon says, wacktivism. Oh my God, can I use that, brother? Not only that, Brother Vernon, I'm going to allow you, if you have a tape recorder at this time, this goes out to Brother Vernon because he is down with cash flow from Robert Kiyosaki. Yeah, this is the hottest posse track I've heard in the last 10 years. I can't say the name of it. Money Cash Hoes. Check it out. Drive by and whip, drive, ride to my break day on the hottest block with my just cause I love my chill with the crew, real with the crew. 4 million sold up, still with the crew. Break bread with the fam, till I'm dead with the fam. Duck cops, shake fans with the fam. Split the pies with my hustlers, ride for my hustlers. Die for my, lie for my, cry for my hustlers. Roll with my duns, cold with the guns. If you slow with my... I'll tell you something, Jigga was hot on this, but Beanie Sigel kills it. I might have a nervous breakdown when Sigel's verse comes on. I'm sick with the flow, and this is all I know. More money, more cash, more. Maurice from Philly, if you're there, I want to smoke you out with Siegel's verse. Glenn from Philly, you as well.
Streets, I gave y'all 1,000 bars and lift this bleed. Stay strapped, heat in the car under the seat. Six hammers, even though we and wrap up. Think the joke, crack up. Get treated like coke and get capped up. The only thing funny is y'all never seen big face money until I'm big face 20. More money, more cash, more.
The headphones are smoking. DMX, do the best you can coming behind the great Beanie Siegel. What was that, 99 98? Whew, man, the great sitting spook and I have a subliminal conversation going on back and forth. Very few are qualified. I'm speaking to the lawful captives. Sitting Spook says, nah, say it ain't so. Said, you thinking about joining us on the corporate plantation? Sitting Spook from East Orange, New Jersey, sending a subliminal shot / revolutionary call to action in the event that I signed a deal with a terrestrial radio corporate giant. Again, Sitting Spook, East Orange, New Jersey, Ill Town. Sitting Spook says, nah, say it ain't so, said. You thinking about joining us on the corporate plantation? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, speaking of which, somewhere over here, I got an article on getting laid off, which I want to bring to all my lawful captives, my corporate sharecroppers, and my spooks sitting by the door. But when Sitting Spook enters the building, I got to hit him with a medley. Let's go.
Hey, man, it doesn't matter how they feel. You know, the word is integration from the top. Now, some of us have got to make it, and we're it. You just have to understand the theory of tokenism. Look, they grade on a curve. None of us get too eager. Gentlemen see for everybody, right?
Right.
If you weren't so eager to please the white man and send the grading curve up, there'd be three times as many of us here now. What kind of Tom are you, anyway?
Same as you, I guess. Except that I don't try to have it both ways. And you better watch what you say about white folks. Behind their back, this place could be bugged.
Are you calling me a Tom, man?
Well, none of us were picked for our militancy now, were we?
We ain't no junkies.
Now, and everybody gonna think you are. You put needle marks in your arms and you keep them fresh. And no pig is gonna bust you for the things that we'll be doing as long as you got those tracks.
That's really hip, yeah, man. During the daytime, we be nodding. Nighttime, we get out there and do it.
We are gonna get our own. Stop begging for crumbs.
How?
What we got now is a colony. But what we want to create is a new nation. In order to do that, we got to pay a different kind of dues. Freedom dues.
Right on.
According to Mr. Charlie, we have never paid any dues. You dig those plantation movies on television?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No chains. No whips.
Yeah.
Bunch of happy darkies just waiting on Master Charlie and his family and digging it.
Digging it.
Like it's fun. Like it's fun.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. It's Colonel Beauregard come home from the war.
My faithful retainer, George. The war is over.
and we lost. You're not a slave anymore, George. You're free.
Free, master? Is that bad, master? I go on to die?
You're free, George. You can leave the plantation.
I'm going to stay with you.
But I can't pay you, George. The carpetbaggers mortgage the plantation.
Oh, don't let that worry you none. Well, I wouldn't know what to do with no money. And don't let that mortuary thing worry you either. Everything's gonna be all right.
Bless you, George. George, sit down, George.
Oh, master? Master? Master?
You have just played out the American dream.
Yeah.
And now we're going to turn it into a nightmare.
Ending whackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.